Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Happy Friday, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair. And for the next hour, I'll be taking you on a trip back through the 1980s, as I do every Friday night at 10 p.m. Back on the air after a little vacation last week. You know, most people bring back t-shirts or other mementos of their trip, but I brought back a cold. Yeah, so I apologize if I sound a little congested, but I can assure you that I am feeling better, and most importantly, it's not coronavirus. And with that being said, we're going to address this week's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And that is, Love Action / I Believe in Love was the Human League's first top 10 hit. Who is the old man they're referring to in the lyric, I Believe What the Old Man Said? And the answer is Lou Reed. Not only is Reed the old man in the lyrics to Love Action, but the secondary title there, I Believe in Love, is a reference to a track of the same name from Lou Reed's Rock and Roll Heart from 1976. So there you go. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio. Every Friday night prior to the show, I'll tweet the question and answer it on the air. I also post the answer along with a link for the playlist and archive of the show afterwards as well. And speaking of trivia, guess which song we're going to start the show with? Here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Right.
Coordination, is that a better way for focus over?
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, your source for the best 80s music here in the Boston area. And we started off the show with the Human League. And we heard the track Love Action, I Believe in Love, from their 1981 release Dare. Up next, celebrating the 40th anniversary of their self-titled debut, we heard from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And in particular, we heard the track Bunker Soldiers. That was released on February 22nd, 1980. And we wrapped it up there with A Flock of Seagulls and Suicide Day from The Story of a Young Heart from 1984. Plenty to get to tonight, as usual, folks. So we're just going to dive back into it with something from Kraftwerk.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
We go into a club, and there we start to dance. We are showroom dummies. 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 We are showroom dummies.
He found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
We are back here on Songs from Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. That's right, back after a little mini vacation last week. We started off this last set with Kraftwerk and Showroom Dummies from their 1977 release, Trans Europe Express. And Kraftwerk just announced their 2020 tour dates, which includes a stop in Boston at the Wang Theater on July 31st. Tickets went on sale yesterday, so be sure to check the Wang Theater's website for any remaining seats. I hope to see you there. That's right, I got mine. Kate Bush was in there with Delius off of her 1980 release, Never Forever. It'll be celebrating its 40th anniversary later this year, November, I believe it is. Maybe September. Anyway, I'll be sure to update you as we get closer. The song Delius was inspired by the documentary Song of Summer from 1968, which portrays the final years of English composer Frederick Delius as depicted by fellow composer Eric Fenby, who acted as Delius's amanuensis. And Fenby is actually mentioned in the final interlude when Kate adds the lyric, "In B, Fenby." And we wrapped it up with some Japanese soul from Yasuko Ogawa. We heard L.A. Night from 1986. Absolutely lovely track there from her. The 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week is up next, and this week it's Biz Markie. So let's dive back into it here. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Radio, TV, and even the press, it was
the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna beat that one you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the day before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big drunk jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fessed, talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. I got another partner that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta type Kangol tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee, better known to y'all as Kamasa Cool V. He cuts, scratch, transforms with finesse and all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boys fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help on it. Now my cousin Vaughn still try on and on and on to the like break of dawn to get this JLB in effect. Then they look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapors. They caught the vapors.
Talk about me, check it out.
Last subject of the story is about Miss Mark. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MTDJ and crews in town. Saw his crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Your biz, do you remember me from Noble Street, Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the vapors. Yo, they caught the vapors. They caught the vapors.
Yo, I like to tell everybody, this is a true story.
They caught the vapors.
And you know.
They caught the vapors.
You know, I'm not joking.
They caught the vapors.
Now my name is Biz Markie.
my partner, Cutmaster Goofy. And I can't forget the original.
Divided by 0, 0, 2.
Let's not go home, we'll catch the late train. I've got enough money to pay on the way. When the postman calls, he'll deliver the letter. I've explained everything, it's better that way. It's better to go sooner.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. If you enjoyed my look back at the 80s, be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp. We started the last set off with the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, and that was Biz Markie. And we heard the track Vapors off of his 1988 release, Going Off. Earlier on the show, I spoke about Kraftwerk's tour tickets going on sale this week, and so did another incredible 80s tour. Pet Shop Boys and New Order have announced their Unity tour dates, and they will be swinging through the area here on September 9th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. Tickets went on sale this morning, and fingers crossed that Johnny Marr makes an appearance and we get a special electronics session from Sumner, Marr, and Tennant. And to honor that, we heard from Pet Shop Boys from their 1986 debut, Please. We heard the track 2 divided by 0. New Order was in there with Thieves Like Us from 1984. And we wrapped it up with Electronic and Getting Away With It from 1989. Okay. 35 years ago this month, folks, February 19th to be exact, the Breakfast Club soundtrack was released on A&M Records. So I'm going to leave you with a track from that album from Wang Chung. Thanks for listening tonight. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
The white.